Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm Deborah, but some of my grandkids call me Nana Deb, so you can too. Hopefully you are all ready for bed. Snuggle up and let's read some stories before sleep. Trombone Shorty by Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, illustrated by Caldecott Honor winner Brian Collier.
Where yet?
Where yet?
We have our way of living down here in New Orleans and our own way of talking, too, and that's what we like to say when we want to tell a friend hello. So, where yet? Lots of kids have nicknames, but I want to tell you the story of how I got mine. Just like when you listen to your favorite song, let's start at the beginning, because this is a story about music. The illustrations here are three different views of a boy. He has dark skin, he's an African-American kid, and he is playing a huge trombone. And there are spirals coming out of the trombone to indicate music. But before you can understand how much music means to me, you have to know how important it is in my hometown, my greatest inspiration. I grew up in a neighborhood in New Orleans called Treme. Any time of day or night, you could hear music floating in the air. Now we see this young boy walking down a street. The picture shows a house that has balloons all around it, many different colors of balloons. And it also shows a stoplight and a telephone pole. The boy is wearing red shorts and a white tank top. There was music in my house, too. My big brother James played the trumpet so loud you could hear him halfway across town. He was the leader of his own band, and my friends and I would pretend to be in the band, too. Now it shows his big brother sitting in an old piano playing, and it shows this boy, Trombone Shorty, pretending that he's playing an instrument. He has on a long-sleeved green shirt. The next picture shows his brother wearing a short-sleeved green shirt with a trumpet up to his mouth, and his brother says, "Follow me," James would say. There's one time every year that's more exciting than any other, Mardi Gras. Parades fill the streets, and beaded necklaces are thrown through the air to the crowd. I love the brass bands with their own trumpets, trombones, saxophones, and the biggest brass instrument of them all, the tuba, which rested over the musician's head like an elephant's trunk. "Where yet? Where yet?" the musicians would call. On the top of the page is one of these bands marching through the street with their brass instruments and a great big drum. And then on the bottom part of the page, it shows the younger people learning to play instruments. On the wall behind them, it says, "Dedicated to the preservation of jazz," which is a kind of music that's very American. All day long, I could see brass bands parade by my house while my neighbors danced along. I loved these parades during Mardi Gras because they made everyone forget about their troubles for a little while. People didn't have a lot of money in Treme, but we always had lots of music. This page has a photograph with the little boy turned around looking over the heads of other people in the crowd, and he's smiling real big. But in the back of the picture, it has paintings of houses and other people who are attending the parade, and always those balloons that are purple, green, blue, yellow. I listen to all these sounds and mix them together, just like how we made our food. We take one big pot and throw in sausage, crab, shrimp, chicken, vegetables, rice, whatever's in the kitchen, and stir it all together and let it cook. When it's done, it's the most delicious taste you've ever tried. We call it gumbo, and that's what I wanted my music to sound like. Different styles combined to create my own musical gumbo. Now we see a picture of a woman in a blue long-sleeved shirt, and she's putting shrimp into a big pot. And out the window, we see other people playing instruments marching down the street. But first I needed an instrument. The great thing about music is that you don't even need a real instrument to play. So my friends and I decided to make our own. Now we see a close-up drawing of Trombone Shorty, and behind him are five other boys, and it looks like they are making the motions of playing instruments. We'll find out in a minute. We might have sounded different from the real brass bands, but we feel like the greatest musicians of Treme. We were making music, and that's all that mattered. Then one day I found a broken trombone that looked too beaten up to make music anymore. It didn't sound perfect, but finally, with a real instrument in my hand, I was ready to play. So Trombone Shorty is standing with this broken-down-looking trombone, and he's in a yellow t-shirt with another long-sleeve t-shirt under it. Behind him are his friends wearing different kinds of shirts. One has stripes, one's pale blue, one's white, and they have other instruments that they have made. One's made a drum out of a box, and it looks like another one has a whole bunch of boxes piled together that he's going to play something on. All around them, we see the neighborhood, and it's not a real fancy neighborhood. In fact, it looks like it's kind of beaten up. The buildings don't have much paint on them, and there are plants overgrowing everything. The next time the parade went by my house, I grabbed that trombone and headed out into the street. My brother James noticed me playing along and smiled proudly. "Trombone Shorty," he called out, because the instrument was twice my size. "Where yet?" Now we can see Trombone Shorty, the little boy, out amongst all the other people in the parade, and the trombone is a lot bigger than he is. From that day on, everyone called me Trombone Shorty. I took that trombone everywhere I went and never stopped playing. I was so small that sometimes I fell right over to the ground because it was so heavy, but I always got back up and I learned to hold it up high. I listened to my brother play songs over and over, and I taught myself those songs, too. I practiced day and night, and sometimes I fell asleep with my trombone in my hands. Here we see him in his bed at night, and the trombone is right with him. He even has the covers covering part of it. The blanket is covering part of the trombone. And in this photograph, they're also bubbly looking shapes, and I wonder if those are some of the things he's dreaming about. One day my mom surprised me with tickets to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the best and biggest music festival in town. We went to see Bo Diddley, who my mom said was one of the most important musicians of all time, and as I watched him on stage, I raised my trombone to my lips and started to play along. He stopped his band in the middle of the song and asked the crowd, "Who's that playing out there?" Here the picture shows Trombone Shorty, and he's much smaller than the other people in the room or in the crowd, and he's got his great big old trombone that he's playing on. Everyone started pointing, but Bo Diddley couldn't see me because I was the smallest one in the place. So my mom held me up in the air and said, "That's my son, Trombone Shorty." "Well, Trombone Shorty, come on up here," Bo Diddley said. The picture shows a lot of sky with some clouds in it, and then lots and lots of people standing listening to Bo Diddley play. He has a guitar, and he's wearing a straw hat on his head, and he has on a white and green diagonally striped shirt. In the crowd, we see the mom holding up the little boy with his big trombone, and we also see some of those balloons again, yellow, purple, green, blue. The crowd passed me overhead until I was standing on the stage next to Bo Diddley himself. I walked right up to the microphone and held my trombone high up in the air, ready to blow. "What do you want to play?" Bo Diddley asked. "Follow me," I said. The picture shows mostly the boy with his great big trombone, but right behind him is the man, Bo Diddley, and then way back in the distance, instead of a drawing of all the people, it has a photograph of all the people that were there at that concert. After I played with Bo Diddley, I knew I was ready to have my own band. I got my friends together, and we called ourselves the 5 o'clock band because that was the time we went out to play each day after finishing our homework. We played all around New Orleans. I practiced and practiced, and soon my brother James asked me to join his band. When people wondered who the kid in the band was, he'd proudly say, "That's my little brother, Trombone Shorty. Where yet?" Now we see just the feet of the people who are playing. They're on the sidewalk, and it's a sidewalk that's made out of a lot of bricks laid down, and some of them are laid in a circle design. In the middle of the circle, we see the legs and feet of Trombone Shorty. He's holding a trombone and a trumpet. And behind him are the feet of other people who are playing drums. And now I have my own band called Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, named after a street in Treme. I've played all around the world, but I always come back to New Orleans. And when I'm home, I make sure to keep my eyes on the younger musicians in town and help them out, just like my brother did for me. We can see a hot air balloon in different places. In one of them, it's in Italy, I believe, with lots of rust tile roofs and a church down below. And then the hot air balloon is flying near the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And then we see it again in another city in Europe. The hot air balloon has the words Trombone Shorty written around it. Today I play at the same New Orleans Jazz Festival where I once played with Bo Diddley. And when the performance ends, I lead a parade of musicians around just like I used to do in the streets of Treme with my friends.
Where yet? Where yet?
I still keep my trombone in my hands, and I will never let it go. This book ends with some photographs of the real boy that this story is about. And my goodness, he is very, very short when he's first playing the trombone. All the grown-ups around him are about 3 feet taller than he is. And then it shows him with another man kneeling down watching him. And finally, at the very end, is a color photograph of Trombone Shorty the way he looks today. He has very short hair, and he's wearing jeans and a pale blue tank top. And the mission of the Trombone Story Foundation is to preserve the rich musical history of New Orleans. The Trombone Shorty Foundation and Tulane University partnered to create the Trombone Shorty Music Academy, which provides music and business education, instruction, and mentorship experience to New Orleans high school students who are gifted in music. Experienced instructors help young, underserved musicians express themselves and pursue their dreams while also supporting their community. Please visit tromboneshortyfoundation.org. Bunny in the Middle by Annika A. Denise, illustrated by Christopher Denise. A little bunny starts this book. A brown bunny with a little bit of yellow around his eyes. He has on blue overalls and a little t-shirt. And on his paws, as he stands up, he's holding a beautiful yellow and black butterfly. When you're in the middle, you're not the oldest and you're not the youngest. You are right in between. Now we see this little bunny sitting in a great big chair that's covered in a green cover with yellow and orange flowers printed on it. On one side of him, there's a bigger and older bunny who's reading a book. And on the other side of him is a baby bunny, you can tell, because it's a lot smaller. Down on the floor is a teddy bear that it looks like the baby bunny has dropped. There's someone bigger who helps you. Now, this picture shows a table, and it has a bunch of plums in a bowl on the table, and some of the plums are out lined up. And the older bunny is helping the middle bunny do math. He has three numbers on there. It says 3 + 2 = 5. Now, off to the side is the little tiny bunny, the very youngest one. And someone smaller who needs you. This time it's the middle bunny standing outside where there's a swing hanging from a huge, huge pine tree. And next to the middle bunny is the little baby bunny who wants to be lifted up onto the swing seat. When you're in the middle, and this time we see in the picture, all three of these bunnies at a table in a kitchen. Now the oldest one is standing on a chair and putting flour and sugar in a great big white and pink bowl. All along the table are also lined up some cupcakes that have already been baked. And on the floor we see the cupcake pan. And then off to the side we see the baby bunny who has taken the flour sifter and is sifting flour over his feet as he sits on the floor. On another chair is the middle bunny, and he's reading the instructions from the cookbook about how to bake to the older bunny. When you're in the middle, you know when to hold on, when to let go. So on this one, when he says hold on, he's holding very tightly onto the cookbook. And when to let go, he has his hand on the chef's cap that he wanted to wear. But guess what? The little baby bunny is crying because it wants to wear the hat. And so the middle one gives the hat over to the baby bunny. And then all three of them are licking the icing out of the bowl. It's pink icing. The two older ones, the older one and the middle one, are using spoons to lick the icing. But the baby bunny, wearing the chef's cap, is just sticking his little paws right in the bowl. When you're in the middle, sometimes you lead. Now, one side of this picture shows the very tiniest bunny in his little trike. And he's got a helmet on his head. It's a red helmet with a star on it. And behind him, he has his teddy bear stuck in a little bucket on the back of his little tricycle. On the other side of the picture is the middle bunny. And this time, they're on a scooter, just a two-wheel scooter they can balance on. And so sometimes you lead and sometimes you follow. And here we see the oldest bunny walking over a creek or a stream using a log that has fallen over the stream. They're all in their bare paws, not bare feet, and I guess they are their feet. They're all in their bare feet and they're walking across, but there's no baby bunny in this picture. It's just the older one and the middle one and lots of butterflies. Now, it says, when you're the middle, you go your own way. And this time, the middle bunny has gotten down close to the edge of the pond. And he's watching a beautiful orange and gold and black butterfly that we would call a monarch butterfly flying across the pond over the water lilies. Being in the middle isn't always easy. You get hand-me-down everything. Now, you know, I've been calling this middle bunny a boy, but I think maybe it's a girl. Because in this picture, the middle bunny is standing in front of a mirror, putting on a pink and white flowered dress that obviously belonged to the oldest bunny. And you never get your own room. Now, the middle bunny is lying on the floor with their elbows holding up their head and reading a book, a picture book, while the little baby bunny is playing with a toy train that's going around and around and around the middle bunny. And the older bunny is standing playing a tiny trumpet and blowing real hard on it, making a lot of noise, obviously. But that's okay, because when you're in the middle, now we see the middle bunny way out in a field that has beautiful daisies sprinkled across it, and up on a hill behind the middle bunny is a woods or a forest. When you are the middle, you're not too small for the big stuff, and so the middle bunny is getting ready to go into school, even though the little baby bunny can't go in with him. And the teacher at this school is a wise owl holding a book The school is inside the trunk of a tree called the Woodland School. You're not too small for big stuff, and not too big for the small stuff. So now we see Middle Bunny back at home after school, down on the rug, playing make-believe with their toy castle, and they have a toy horse, and they have a toy dragon, and they're still playing make-believe once they get home. And all along the wall are pictures that the bunny has drawn. But the best part of middle is, can you guess? You are loved all around. And this picture shows all three bunnies in bed together in their home, which is obviously inside of a tree. The bed quilt is beautiful pink and red and yellow and printed flowers in the different squares. And there's a little lantern that's glowing as they read a book together. The baby bunny has their little teddy bear with them. And then the very, very last picture shows the older bunny sound asleep and the little baby bunny sound asleep. Their eyes are closed. And in the middle is Middle Bunny. And she is looking right at us with a very sweet, sleepy smile on her face. One Fall Day by Molly Bang. At the very beginning of the book, there's a photograph of a beautiful quilt. It has plaid fabric in it with a lot of red, and then it has checked fabric, and somebody has embroidered the shape of a sun on it. And I think the reason they've done this is that the writer dedicated this book to Old Sunshine Monica and her young grandmother, Betsy. Now we see this same quilt stretched over a little child. But in this book, the children and the pets and everything are dolls. They aren't real people and they aren't drawings. And so the little child that's lying with a red pillow under her head and yellow pajamas on has dark skin and really, really black hair. And at her feet, there's a stuffed kitty cat that looks like it's made out of a sock. When you sleep, Gray Cat curls close and watches over you all night. Sleep now. Sleep beneath your warm red quilt. In the morning when you wake, your friends wake with you. Gray Cat stretches. Polar Bear blinks. Dinosaur sniffs. Paper Crane flutters. Yellow Ball rolls. And Car waits on the floor. And all of these things on this illustration of the book are toys. The polar bear is over on the floor by the window, and there's an easel that has a whole bunch of paintbrushes and paints, but guess what the paints are? They're those little bottles that have food coloring, like you use when you're making icing for a cake, instead of having paint bottles there. Your friends eat with you juice from golden oranges, corn muffins and butter, eggs from clucking chickens, and milk from Jersey cows. Yellow Ball rolls, and Car waits on the floor. Crane watches yellow leaves fall outside the door. The crane is one of those little cranes that you make out of paper. It's called origami. And the car is actually a blue box that has bottle caps for wheels. You play with your friends under the yellow trees. You catch and throw, you sing and swing, you hide and slide and ride. The little child has on red overalls now and a red long sleeve shirt under that. And the tree is made out of some kind of paper with all these stuffed animals hiding around it. The leaves on the tree are very, very yellow and some of them are falling on the ground. You listen. You hear the truck go, rum, rum. You hear the train go, chugga, chugga, toot, toot. You hear the marsh reeds whisper in the wind. Can you hear the waves crash on the beach? Can you hear the thunder rumble in the clouds? This picture is taken from above, looking down on the child and the tree with the yellow leaves and the road that has the truck running by. And off in the distance, we can see the beach and waves. And there's a little boat out on the waves. The boat is made out of half of a walnut shell. So all the things in these pictures are very small. Rain beats down on you. Wind swirls the rain in circles, sweeps it sideways, lifts you up to fly like yellow leaves. Gray cat digs her claws into the grass and clings. It's so windy that they're all kind of blowing around. The storm has passed. Polar bear holds you. You hold cat and yellow ball. Crane holds her paper wings to dry. Dinosaur sees that you are safe, and car waits on the grass. Round drops of rain shine in your black hair and on the scattered yellow leaves. What do you do in the afternoon? You rake, you pull, you dig, you carry, you hug, you read, you paint. And when you paint with yellow, what are the yellow things that you make? Can you guess as you're listening to this? Little child's hands are shown in this picture holding a yellow a paintbrush that has yellow paint on it. And she's making a sun that's yellow. And she's making a cloth that has yellow leaves in it that she has raked up. And let's see what else. Oh, she has a yellow rug that she's sitting on in her picture, reading to her pet animals. The sun sinks down behind the trees and casts long shadows on the grass. You come inside. Slowly, 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 you pull car. Cat follows bear, and dinosaur rolls ball. Crane waits on the roof until you all come home. After supper, you've had your bath, you've brushed your teeth, you've snuggled yourself in warm in bed. What now? And we can see a little bathtub off to the side and the big polar bear sitting there waiting. And on the wall is the picture that the child drew during the afternoon. What now? Now you close your eyes and sleep. Gray cat curls close and watches over you all night. You and your friends will play again tomorrow. The end. Thank you for listening to our bedtime stories. Sweet dreams.